speak to a different group in the communications arena is definitely a pleasure for me, since I normally talk, as I said, to the navigation folks. I would also like to thank the sponsor of this event, Aeronautical Communications International. ACI is a vitally important member of our CPDLC program. And I would also like to thank Fans Information Services for hosting this outstanding program. As Mike said, what I would like to do is talk to you about the FAA's strategy for implementation of Datalink and the ATN. I'll talk briefly about NAS Modernization Task Force, the evolution of communications, navigation, and surveillance technology, and the role and need for Datalink, and finally, NEXCOM, the FAA's next generation and air-to-ground system. As acting director of the FAA's Office of Communications, Navigation, and Surveillance Systems, an important part of my job is implementing and developing the strategic plans for communication, navigation, and surveillance systems in the United States National Airspace System, or as we call it, the NAS. These strategic plans will take the NAS from its current state to a modernized state that can fully support free flight. I'd like to note that I don't say final state. One of the things that's important, there is no such thing as a final state in the NAS. It has accumulated to its current condition over 50 years of improvements and tweaks and changes, and it will continue to do so as technology drives the needs for capacity, efficiency, and safety. The NAS is a complex collection of facilities, systems, ground and aircraft equipment, procedures, airports, and people. One of the misconceptions about the NAS is it only deals with taking an aircraft from point A to point B, but it also includes the pavement. We can have tremendous efficiencies and capacity of moving aircraft through the airspace, but it all gets locked up when you reach the terminal area, and there's not enough concrete available to land and take off aircraft. Although our NAS is one of the safest aviation systems in the world, it would be inappropriate for me not to admit that the NAS infrastructure is aging and we are behind in our modernization efforts. And I don't know if it's good news or bad news, but at a recent ION conference in Nashville, Tennessee last week, one of the ATA members spoke about delays in the NAS. And delays are up 20% so far this year over the corresponding time period in 1998. And July alone, with respect to July of 1998, is 70% increase. Coupled with projected increases in business, commercial, and personal travel, the need to modernize the NAS is urgent, and one of the keys to that modernization is updating communications. There are three basic elements to NAS modernization. Sustaining our systems, that is renewing the current infrastructure, such things as the display system replacement, rehosting of the NAS computers. Adding safety enhancements, improvements to weather criteria, terminal Doppler weather, integrated terminal weather systems, surface movement detection systems. And the third element is improvements to capacity and efficiency, such issues as free flight phase one. The improved communication services we'd like to offer will increase capacity and efficiency. They include an increase in user access to NAS information to improve collaboration and cooperation between flight crews and ATC. An increase in the predictability of NAS operations. Increasing NAS flexibility to meet individual user needs, and finally, reducing delays on the ground and in the air. About 2 years ago, our administrator, Jane Garvey, commissioned a group of aviation industry leaders to analyze the NAS and make recommendations on NAS modernization. The participants on the NAS Modernization Task Force developed a matrix of risk factors as a function of FAA programs. The matrix addressed both technical and operational barriers associated with operating the then current NAS modernization plan, the old NAS 3.0 architecture. The group also developed a set of action items seen by the participants as crucial to the progress towards NAS modernization. Data link was identified as one of the critical areas to NAS modernization, and Mr. John Kern of Northwest Airlines was asked to chair a subgroup. The subgroup was to identify data link requirements and to develop a plan to resolve those issues. We who were involved with that group called it the plan, the path towards data link. John created a team of FAA industry leaders connected with data link. John's team did much more than resolve a few data link implementation issues. They took the unprecedented step to develop a roadmap for implementation of data link, which was created from both FAA and an industry perspective. It was decided that the implementation would focus on the near-term goals of en route data link for non-time critical situations. The CPDLC roadmap identified several steps or builds. It identified an incremental stepwise development which starts with small set of low risk capability and grows to high benefit capabilities in its mature state. My product team lead for Data Link, Mr. Jim Williams, will be giving you the details of this implementation plan later this afternoon. At the time of the development of the Data Link path, the FAA's plan called for a trial implementation of CPDLC messages over the ACARS communication subnetwork. This strategy had met with quite a bit of resistance from our air traffic controllers and our aircraft certification organizations due to issues concerned with safety. The FAA's CPDLC program got the impetus it needed to focus on ATN implementation when Captain Russ Chu brought to the FAA's attention American Airlines' intent to participate in the European Petal II trials. With an ATN-compliant data link, American expressed interest in serving as the launch airline for an ATN CPDLC implementation in the U.S. The benefits of this opportunity were twofold. First, we could now concentrate on the use of a data link system, which was more widely accepted. And second, with American Airlines participating in both the CPDLC program and the PEDAL trials, there would be a natural bridge between the European and U.S. data link programs. This would provide an excellent opportunity to ensure interoperability and international harmonization of the systems. While the John Kern data link team was very successful in developing a government industry consensus plan for implementation of data link, it was not, unfortunately, in total compliance with our Federal Advisory Committee Act, a law enacted in the United States to allow industry to give advice to government agencies. For that reason, RTCA has recognized a new special committee, 194, Air Traffic Management Data Link Implementation. This formally recognized Federal Advisory Committee will pick up where the Data Link Issues team left off, focusing on future data link implementation issues specific to the United States. The products of the group include principles of operation, human factors guidance, integrated flight, and finally, communication service provider connectivity. The FAA and the aviation industry have a long history of developing communications, navigation, and surveillance systems. As long as there has been a need to control air traffic, there has been a need to communicate with aircraft, for controllers to know where the aircraft are, and for the aircraft to know where they are and how to get where they're going. The first rule in navigation is obvious, to know where you are. The second is to know where you're going, and then communicate that intent. Historically, these functions have been kept separate. one of them failed, the other two could be used to safely land the aircraft. With today's technologies, particularly satellite radio telemetry and digital communications becoming more robust, the sharp lines between these disciplines are blurring. This is evidence from the FAA's perspective on our organizational structure. Within communications, navigation, and surveillance systems, I am responsible for a fairly wide variety of programs spanning the realm of CNS. Some of the new programs, as well as some of the existing programs which we have, ILS's, VOR, navigation. You may have heard of ADS-B, Datalink, NEXCOM, WAS-LOS. I see my responsibility as not just development of systems, but development of them in concert with one another, looking to a future merging of these technologies. This is a crucial part of the NAS modernization. Growing our current separate communications, navigation, and surveillance systems into a unified, integrated system of systems. Deploying new systems, although a significant and critical step, is not sufficient to enable new capabilities and services. New procedures, new avionics, new rules, new standards, and public hearings are all integral parts of changing the NAS. And in today's ever-shrinking world, it is essential that the development of these things are consistent on an international basis to assure the goal of a seamless ATM system. The FAA, the civil aviation authorities of other countries, ICAO, and the US and international user communities must work together to realize the benefits of a modernized air transportation system. I believe the implementation of an internationally standard aeronautical telecommunications network is a critical first step towards integration, an integrated system of systems, and the realization of the benefits of a modernized airspace. For the past 20 years, demands on VHF spectrum for air traffic services have grown by an average of 4% per year. The available spectrum across our NAS and across European airspace is nearly saturated. Data link communications should somewhat unburden the VHF voice channel used by pilots and controllers by moving repetitive routine communications from the voice channel to high-speed digital data channel. In addition to the immediate benefits of lessening the voice channel congestion problem, Datalink is the cornerstone upon which an integrated communication, navigation, and surveillance system of systems can be built. Datalink will enable the sharing of information between communication, navigation, and surveillance domains. We need to evolve to a purely digital communications architecture so that CNS information can be exchanged quickly and cost-effectively. Datalink will also facilitate the exchange of information between the air traffic control, aeronautical operational control, and flight deck domains to create a seamless information network both on the ground and in the air. CNS systems by nature are end-to-end. As such, they are breaking new ground with such areas as safety assessments and system certification. The new air-to-ground data communication systems can no longer be treated as separate air and ground entities. RTCA has in fact commissioned a special task force on streamlining the certification aspects of end-to-end CNS ATM systems. And this is more than just the certification of the avionics and the aircraft, but linking through a systems approach, how do you certify the ground systems? You will hear a presentation tomorrow from Steve Pash, a representative of our aircraft certification service, an expert in end-to-end CNS ATM safety assessments, who has provided invaluable guidance in our efforts to conduct operational safety assessments on CPDLC. Air traffic management depends on timely, accurate transmission of information between controllers and pilots. With growth in air traffic comes growth in the number of voice channels required for pilots to talk to controllers. While the development of an increased use of data link will relieve some of the problems of individual voice channel congestion, it will not solve the problem of radio frequency spectrum depletion. In fact, adding additional radio channels for the data communications within VHF spectrum may potentially make the frequency depletion problem worse. The FAA's NEXCOM program is critical to the transition to digital communications and is implementing ICAO Video Mode 3. Video Mode 3 provides additional voice channels using time division multiplexing technology. An added benefit of this technology is that it permits the simultaneous transmission of ATN and broadcast compliant data on the same frequency as voice communications. When viewing voice channel spectrum availability to resolve current problems in the NAS, the airlines, general aviation, and the FAA agree that VDL3 provides the optimum technology path with the greatest amount of flexibility. As a result, last year, the users requested that the FAA launch the NEXCOM program. The NEXCOM program is initiating the first step in our transition to VDL3 service for voice and data by preparing a solicitation for the procurement of a VDL3-ready multi-mode radio. The contract award for this building block is scheduled for the calendar year 2001. This multi-mode radio will serve two functions. First, to sustain the existing radio system, and second, as the first step in the deployment of VDL3. There will be additional hardware and software acquisitions to complete the system. The FAA recognizes that changing the communication system cannot be accomplished without the airspace user's direct involvement. The FAA will be working in a number of forums to assure the needs of the airspace users are reflected in the NEXCOM program strategy. To this extent, the FAA has requested that an additional working group be added to RTCA Special Committee 194 to address NEXCOM operational and transition issues. We expect the work to begin this fall. The output of the working group will directly impact the timeliness for the remaining acquisitions, as well as serve to build consensus for determining how and when to employ the regulatory process to achieve aircraft equipage. We at the FAA have a strategic vision of the NAS and its growth to free flight. We are working diligently with the help and guidance from our industry partners to develop an evolutionary path, a path which yields near-term benefits to users with the foresight to solve tomorrow's problems. Digital communications, integration of communication, navigation, and surveillance, and the aeronautical telecommunications network are components in the FAA vision of the dawn of a new era in air traffic management. Thank you.